T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go live to the National Weather Service this morning. Check in with Heather Kenyon. Heather, are we almost out of this?
We are. Actually, we can see the back edge of the snow showers on radar, and they're pulling east. So across the north towns and the city of Buffalo, likely see just some flurries to light snow showers for the rest of the morning hours.
Okay, that's good. How much more snow over? Because a lot fell over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, so as of 4 a.m., 10 inches of snow fell at the Buffalo Airport. The reports we've gotten in this morning range anywhere from 8 to 12 inches, the highest amounts across the Niagara Frontier. We'll likely see some more reports coming in once the sun comes up. But overall, we're only expecting maybe a half to an inch of additional snowfall across Niagara Frontier, City of Buffalo. That's not the case, though, for the southern tier. We are expecting additional accumulation, 2 to 4 inches, mainly near the Lake Erie shoreline of Chautauqua County. That will continue today and into tonight.
Did the metro area pick up more snow than the southern tier?
As of now, we're still waiting for some reports across the southern tier, but it looks like the Buffalo Airport, actually, with the 10 inches as of 4 a.m., is one of our highest amounts. So it does look like we could have seen some more than the southern tier.
And now comes the cold, right?
Yeah, so like you said, right now it's 23 degrees at the Buffalo Airport. Temperatures aren't going to rise much today. We're looking at highs maybe around 25 degrees. Right now it looks like we might actually reach our record low high for the day. That was set in 1983. And then again tomorrow we're only expecting highs again in the mid-20s.
Boy, what should the average be about now? How cold is this?
The average for this week is in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees. So we are well below normal.
Yeah. I mean, almost half of our normal temperature. It's kind of a hard pill to swallow this morning. Looking outside, you kind of see this like winter wonderland, so to speak. Did we get this in a recent year this early? I mean, this seems like a lot of snow for not even the middle of November, and I'm trying to think of the last time we got hit with this much snow this early.
Yeah, it's been a while. Our reports look like this might be the fourth highest early November snowfall on record. We'll have to keep a look at that as kind of the snow keeps piling up this morning across some locations. But yeah, it is rare, and we are kind of at the top echelon of snowfall records right now.
Any more big snow on the way that you can see?
No, nothing like we just saw. We are anticipating lake effects to continue through this week, mainly impacting the southern tier, the north town, City of Buffalo, near Lake Ontario, should be in the clear right now. And then we're also going to see a slight warming trend through the week. Still well below normal, but we'll see temperatures in the mid to upper 30s by Thursday and Friday.
How is it for you getting to the car and brushing that off?
Yeah, it's been fine, thankfully. Yeah, I mean, we've been prepared with, you know, the tools you need.
Heather, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thanks. Heather Kenyon at the National Weather Service in Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.